This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two government officials gave impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and Joe Biden Friday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia advisor Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays political opponents and China's tactics would be horrifyingly familiar to former East Germans. Reuters correspondent Emmer McCarthy reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol. But he said the West had lost its way in the, quote, afterglow of that proud moment, and that authoritarianism is rising.
That's Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. This is VOA News. Turkey's interior minister said Friday that his country will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. We get details from Reuters correspondent Emily Spichel.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you, and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
That's Emily Spickle of Reuters. Meanwhile, Syria's warring parties say the first round of UN-mediated talks aimed at drafting a new constitution for their war-torn country has ended on a positive note. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, commended the two co-chairs of the government and opposition delegations for leading the discussions in a professional manner.
My hope is that the meetings of the Constitutional Committee can be a door opener to the broader political process. It's also my hope that within the Constitutional Committee, we can start to build some trust and confidence that could have a positive spillover of the broader political process.
The government co-chair of the committee, Ahmad Kusbari, says a stable country can be achieved only by recognizing and drafting a constitution that preserves the unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Syria. Opposition co-chair Hadi al-Bahara says the constitution can be a unifying force if it meets the aspirations of all Syrians. The CDC says that there is a breakthrough in the cause of a vaping illness. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We have detected a potential toxin of concern, vitamin E acetate.
The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says it was found in all 29 lung fluid samples tested. Vitamin E acetate is used as a thickener in vaping fluid, particularly black market vape cartridges. While vitamin E is safe as a pill or on the skin, there's a big difference when it's inhaled into the lungs. Schuchat says it's too early to rule out other toxins may be involved, but the finding does reinforce the CDC's recommendations.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.